Good morning. Here are the top 5 stories from the Miami Herald. First, the weather. It will get hotter through the week, with highs in the 80s and lows in the mid-70s. Expect some rain too. Let's get things started in the Florida capital. Florida's Republican legislative leaders have announced they are not crafting a new congressional map. Instead, they will defer to Governor Ron DeSantis to draft new maps to his liking. The unusual move comes 1 week before state lawmakers are scheduled to head back to Tallahassee to address the state's redistricting maps. That comes after DeSantis vetoed a congressional map approved by the GOP-dominated legislature last month. Historically, the legislature has led the redistricting process. The change shows just how much influence and power DeSantis wields over legislators and the once-a-decade process of redrawing lines for congressional districts. In food news, the Brazilian steakhouse where roving waiters roam table to table serving sizzling grilled meat from a skewer is opening a huge new restaurant in Coral Gables. Just a few blocks south of Miracle Mile, the new Fogo de Chão will be in the Plaza Coral Gables, a mixed-use development with hotels, residential units, dining, and shopping. The restaurant will have a 280-seat dining room, with an open-air churrasco bar where diners can eat and watch chefs butcher, prepare and grill different cuts of meat gaucho style over open flames. There's also a big patio for outdoor dining. The restaurant was founded in southern Brazil in 1979 and boasts more than 60 locations around the world. The Coral Gables restaurant is the brand's second location in South Florida. There's a Fogo in the south of Fifth neighborhood of Miami Beach, and one planned for Fort Lauderdale. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In hurricane news, with 2 months to go until the start of hurricane season, early forecasts suggest another above-average season could be in store. Colorado State University's forecast predicts the Atlantic Basin could see 19 named storms and 9 hurricanes, 4 of which could be major Category 3, 4, or 5 whoppers. If those numbers hold, it would put the upcoming storm season on par with last season's 21 named storms, 7 hurricanes, and 4 major hurricanes. Although last year was also above average, it didn't quite match the ferocity of the 2020 season, which saw 30 named storms, 14 of which were hurricanes and 7 of which were major storms. In politics, if elected governor, Florida Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried wants to declare a housing state of emergency. She also promises to veto bills that divert money from the state's fund for affordable housing and create a task force to address affordability. The proposals are part of a new affordable housing policy plan that the Democrat is announcing as she launches a statewide tour focusing on Florida's affordability and housing crisis. It is her first policy plan rollout as she campaigns for governor, and she is expected to make campaign stops in 6 Florida cities over the next 2 weeks. And finally, the Fendi Cafe pop-up is back in Miami's Design District inside OTL. Fans of the Shishi Italian brand will be thrilled by all the tributes, right down to the iconic double F logo swirling around in your triple macchiato. Besides coffee, you can nosh on paninis, soups, and bowls. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.